Hello and welcome to ABC Radio National. Michelle Rayner joining you. Today, Programme 2 in the series History Under Siege. Programme 2 turns the spotlight on France. France's colonial past, particularly its long tenure in North Africa, continues to underscore tensions in contemporary French society. Today, France continues to struggle to find a past that it can live with.
Dans le film du voyage qu'a accompli partant d'Alger, le général de Gaulle, à l'occasion de la conférence
d'Algérie.
Colonized by the Romans, by the Turks, by the French, pillaged and raped, such is the history, both ancient and modern, of this Mediterranean land, Algeria.
Colonization was good for France, like French wine is the best in the world. It's difficult for a French to contemplate the fact that anybody would not be happy to be French.
All across Algeria, there occurred a vast movement of solidarity, a getting together of the people to rebuild their country. As yesterday, during the War of Liberation, they got together to defend it.
The street sounds of Algeria in 1962, in the immediate aftermath of the country's bitter 8-year struggle for independence from its colonial master, France. The French had occupied North Africa, Algeria and Tunisia since the 1830s. And in Algeria, they destroyed the traditional Ottoman-based structure of society, suppressed the language and installed their own francophone administration. Algeria became one more of France's overseas possessions around the globe. But the legacy of the bitter and violent war, which began in 1954 and limped to an end in 1962 as the French pulled out under orders from President de Gaulle, still haunts France to this day. And the scars of the past continue to reopen in contemporary France as the base note in tensions over immigration and questions of national identity.
It was with the program of making Algeria a French country. It was the idea that Algeria would become French department and French territory. The idea was idea of assimilation. But the problem is that the French, for the most part, lived in cities, and Algerian Muslims, for the most part, lived in the country. And the town like Alger was like a town like Marseille.
Historian Jacques Frémaux teaches colonial history at the Sorbonne and has written extensively about French colonialism. Robert Aldrich is Professor of European History at Sydney University and author of Greater France, A History of French Overseas Expansion.
The French did try to recruit some Algerians, especially in the last decades of colonialism, but certainly at the upper echelons, most of the people came straight from France. During much of the colonial period, the French, unlike the British, really argued that black or brown or yellow people, natives, could become French. They could become French citizens, they could acquire French culture, and they could thus be Frenchmen of a different colour.
The situation in Algeria is confused, to say the least. Although General Fillon has been put in complete control by the French government, the French National Assembly is meeting tomorrow when a government...
Peuple algérien, le colonialisme, après avoir cherché par tous les moyens à éviter le débat sur la question algérienne à l'ONU...
À Alger, en prévision de la grève politique ordonnée par les rebelles, un imposant dispositif...
The French commander-in-chief in Algeria, General Fillon, appeared on the balcony of a government building in Algiers today and addressed a huge crowd of French settlers. General Fillon told the crowd, "I want you to know that I am one of you. The army was determined," he said, "to win the war against the rebels." And he concluded, "Long live France. Long live French Algeria."
The Algerian War, or the Franco-Algerian War, was extremely bloody. It lasted from 1954 to 1962. As many as 30,000 French soldiers were killed. Around 400,000 Algerians died. And it led to the repatriation of well over a million French settlers from Algeria, many of whom had never set foot in France before. It also saw the arrival in France of about 90,000 Aki, that is, the Algerians who fought on the French side. That number includes their families. So for the French, it was the loss of their major overseas outpost. It was a bloody overseas conflict. It was a conflict that almost brought France to civil war with the fall of the Fourth Republic, with acts of terrorism in France, with intense public debate and violent demonstrations. And it also led to the return to France of a vast number of people which French society had to absorb. Algeria also had a population of poor whites. That's rather unusual in colonial countries. And those people, like Albert Camus' family, the family of the Nobel Prize-winning novelist, were really very poor and not very well educated, and thus would not be the sort who would have travelled easily.
Before 1958, de Gaulle invariably refused to give an opinion about Algeria. His task over Algeria was made extremely difficult. A large, influential part of the nation was reluctant to admit that Algeria, with its over 1 million French settlers, was basically no different from other colonial problems. And things were made worse by the fact that the French army, in great strength in Algeria, had its own ideas and was intent on avenging the defeat in Indochina by victory in Algeria.
The great turn was with the government of General de Gaulle. The General de Gaulle was a man who had a certain affection for the colonial empire, but he thought that the future of France were not in this part of the world. The future of France was in Europe.
Devant la France, un problème difficile et sanglant reste posé, celui de l'Algérie. Il faut le résoudre.
De Gaulle knew that France would have to negotiate sometime with the FLN, the Algerian National Liberation Front. In 1962, he was able to end the struggle by the Evian agreements, which were honorable to both sides. But it was an unpleasant, bloody operation.
Et le 2 juillet 1962, avec l'indépendance, naquit la nation algérienne.
The soundtrack, composed by Ennio Morricone, to the 1966 film The Battle of Algiers, which used some real members of the Algerian Liberation Front, the FLN, to play themselves in the film. Historian Benjamin Storer teaches at the University of Paris 8.
La France est restée plus d'un siècle en Algérie. 132 ans, c'est énorme. Et il y avait 1 million de Français.
The Algerian War concerns 1 million French Algerians. There were 1.5 million French soldiers sent to Algeria. There were enormous numbers of victims on the Algerian side, with 300,000 or 400,000 deaths on the Algerian side. Algeria is a physical loss for France. It was integrated into France. It was a part of France itself. This is why the loss of French Algeria was much more difficult to look at for France, much more difficult, since it was necessary to recognise an amputation of French territory, a separation from its own territory. It is a sort of, let us say, a savage blow to French national pride. There was also the fall of the Republic. The Fourth Republic in France collapsed during the war in Algeria. That is to say, the fall of a regime during the Algerian War, which is, of course, quite significant. And then the immigration of Algerians to France, which is very strong. Thus, the Algerian War concerns some 5 or 6 million people in France, which has a population of 60 million.
5-6 million de personnes sur 60 million.
Perhaps there's one other thing to mention as well, that Algeria, until 1999, was not officially called a war.
I think it was, the events?
That's right, the events or the operations for the maintenance of law and order. So that left a lot of resentment among old soldiers, among the former colonists, and among those Algerians who did not get many benefits to which they thought they ought to be entitled.
Robert Aldrich. In the early 1990s, a new body of historiography began to emerge, both in France and beyond, about French colonial history. And it threw down a challenge to the once rusted-on version of France's story of its colonial enterprise. One of the scholars leading the charge was historian Benjamin Storer, who's written and made documentary films about the legacies of the French-Algerian War. Much of his recent work has explored the interplay between memory and colonial history, and he's documented the amnesia which he says characterised, until recent years, the French response to their colonial past. He summed it up in the title of his book, Gangrene and Oblivion.
Yes, this is a term I used some 20 years ago in a book entitled Gangrener l'oubli, the gangrening of oblivion. This is because it's very difficult to live with this loss of an empire for France. It is a loss of empire, but also the fall of national pride in France, a French nationalism. The French people have never wanted to accept their world status without the empire, which was no longer the same. With the loss of empire, France became a medium-sized power. It was no longer the great world power it had been in 1930, or indeed right up to the 1960s. That was finished. It was difficult to accept that situation. They did not want to face the facts. They preferred to put that part of their history to the side. Colonial history was placed on the outskirts of their history as a sort of separated or marginal history, while in reality it was central to French history. It played a principal, even essential role in their history. Because what was in fact French nationalism? It was in fact an imperial nationalism. If we take away from them the empire and say that it is still a great country, then there is something really odd going on. But they have put the empire to one side. They continue their history without talking about it. It is impossible, of course, since 30 or 40 years later, all these stories come back. So there is a return of the repressed memories, which come back up to the surface, which are more and more present in a greater number of sectors of French society. This is why I use the term amnesia, because it is a form of repression, of a smokescreen of memory which cannot remain intact. It is a sort of veil which must one day or another be torn open.
And you use a term called the Vichy syndrome. Can you extrapolate on that a little?
Yes, the Vichy syndrome was a phrase invented by a historian called Henri Rousseau in a 1987 book to talk about the way that the French didn't want to remember the Second World War. What did you do in the war, Father, was not a question that was often asked in France because of the defeat, the occupation, the collaboration, the deportation of Jews. In many ways, the Second World War thus was seen only in terms of the myth of a heroic resistance to the Germans. Mm. Extrapolating from that, one can see an Algerian syndrome, or even a colonial syndrome, where the French really disowned their empire, especially after these very painful wars of decolonization in Indochina and in North Africa. They wanted to draw a line under that episode. The government promoted that forgetfulness, as it were, by declaring amnesties to many of the people who had participated in pro or anti-French Algeria actions. President de Gaulle, at the beginning of the 60s, said that France must now move on and concentrate on Europe, concentrate on economic modernization. And he also claimed that France had successfully decolonized. So in some ways there was a new myth of French decolonization that joined up with a practice of forgetfulness or even amnesia.
It was better not to speak about it because it reminded of a sort of civil war between France, between French people. Mm. And the great part of the French people has suffered from the sending of young soldiers in Algeria. It was not a very good memory for most of them.
Yes.
And I suppose it was difficult to find a common field about that. Mm. And it's always difficult, I suppose.
Peuple algérien, le colonialisme, après avoir cherché par tous les moyens à éviter le débat sur la question algérienne à l'ONU, tentera de démontrer que le FLN n'est que l'expression d'une minorité.
It is now more than 3 months since I was arrested. I have survived so much pain and so many humiliations during this time that I would not bring myself to talk once again if I did not believe that it would serve a purpose, and that by making the truth known, I might do a little towards bringing about a ceasefire and peace. For whole nights during the course of a month, I heard the screams of men being tortured, and their cries will resound forever in my memory. I have seen prisoners thrown down from one floor to another, who, stupefied by torture and beatings, could only manage to utter in Arabic the first words of an ancient prayer.
That's the testimony of French journalist Henri Alleg, who supported the Algerian struggle for independence and was arrested by French paratroopers in Algeria in 1957, where he was imprisoned and interrogated. Alleg was subjected to waterboarding, the same torture method currently and controversially being used by the US military in Iraq. Henri Alleg survived his interrogation and wrote about his experience in a book called The Question, which was published in 1958 with a foreword by Jean-Paul Sartre and banned in France. It was smuggled in through Switzerland, and it's said to have helped turn French public sentiment against the war in Algeria. A new edition of The Question, translated into English, was published in 2006. And it was the purported French use of torture during the Algerian War which would keep this history bubbling up decades after the conflict on the front pages and TV screens in contemporary France.
More than 900 skeletons have been found buried near the Algerian town of Kentchella, and a startling report about the discovery, just released in Paris and supported by photographs, claims they were the victims of torture by French soldiers during the Algerian War of Independence in the late 50s.
La classe politique est aussi choquée par les propos du général Ossarès, qui affirme dans son livre que le gouvernement de l'époque a couvert des actes de torture pendant la guerre d'Algérie. Lionel Jospin parle...
Qui doit regarder les faits? Les historiens, les parlementaires ou les juges? Les hommes politiques français hésitent. Décidément, la France a bien du mal avec son passé colonial en Algérie.
And of course, now the memory is returning over the past few years. The French have been forced, somewhat reluctantly, to confront their imperial deeds and misdeeds. Around 2000, for instance, there were some new revelations of torture as practiced by French police and military forces in Algeria. That torture was well known during the Algerian War, but it had been swept under the carpet. And when a former general admitted publicly that he had engaged in torture, that reopened many of the old wounds, which had, of course, been festering over a generation. That and other developments as well have brought the colonial legacy back to the main stage of French public life.
Avant, oui, il y a quelques années, oui, c'est vrai, on parlait pas du tout, il y avait rien.
Before, it is true, one did not talk about it at all, and there was nothing about it. 10 years ago, you would not even have come to see me. You wouldn't have known that I existed. Now everybody comes to see me. Everybody comes with a microphone, because I wrote that 20 years ago. I explained that it is important that we need to redo the school textbooks, that we need to try to reconcile ourselves with the Algerian people. I've been explaining that for a long time. But at the time, nobody wanted to hear. Now that it's all over, we have come out of the amnesia. We have come out of the silence. It is a war of memory. It is in the public domain.
Alors du côté français, bah, je vous ai dit, hein, il y a des effectivement.
From the French side, there are those who uphold the memorial, who are also in a conflictual situation with Algeria.
Daniel Lefebvre is an historian at the University of Paris 8 Saint-Denis and author of Cher Algérie, Dear Algeria, which documents the cost to France, both financially and emotionally, of ceding its colonial hold on Algeria.
The Pieds Noirs, Blackfeet, and the Harkis, who do not really hope for a pacification or a normalization of Franco-Algerian relations. We are still in something very sentimental, or at least close to the surface, whenever we talk about this situation.
Un hommage solennel après 40 ans d'indifférence.
En l'honneur de ces soldats algériens qui ont combattu aux côtés des troupes françaises, de 30 000 à 100 000 harkis ont payé de leur vie leur fidélité à la France et la communauté espérée.
Hommage et remise de décoration. Jacques Chirac reconnaît officiellement.
Les massacres commis en 1962, frappant les militaires comme les civils, les femmes comme les enfants, laisseront pour toujours l'empreinte irréparable de la barbarie. Ils doivent être reconnus.
Former French President Jacques Chirac, in 2005, making a belated official honour to the Harkis, those Algerians who fought on the French side during the war and who were part of the massive evacuation of people from Algeria when the war ended in 1962. The demands of the Harkis for retrospective recognition is yet another febrile element in the tense relationship that contemporary France has with its colonial past. And 2005 proved to be something of a high noon in the history wars in France. That year saw violent riots involving young immigrants, many of them of North African origin, who live in the soulless housing estates, the banlieue, outside Paris. And it was also the year when President Chirac decided to wade in to the teaching of French history in schools. Historian Robert Aldrich.
In February 2005, the French legislature passed a law saying that teachers should, among other things, teach the positive side of colonialism. That seemed to be a response to what many on the right in politics saw as a criticism, condemnation of colonials and old soldiers and anyone who defended colonialism, provoked an outcry from historians because it seemed to mandate a party line or a government line in the teaching of history. And after a bit of kerfuffle, President Chirac used an administrative procedure to rescind that particular clause of the law. The remainder of the law, which pays homage to those who took part in the colonization of North Africa, is however still in the statute books.
Personally, I seen a petition against it. The reason why the government tried to do that was that he seek a law in favor of the repatriate or Harkis. He seeks to find the favor of these people, because all these people during many years has been despised. Many people said to them, if you left Algeria, you were a culprit. You have something to reproach to yourself. Mm-hmm. It was a way to give to these people a better image in France. But the problem was that after that, the French right tried to say, you must explain that the French colonies was something positive. It's difficult to present colonization as something positive. It's certain that during the colonization, a large number of people did very useful work. But the idea that the conquest by itself was something positive was difficult to sustain in a democratic country.
L'action de Jacques Chirac sur ces questions.
The recent action by Jacques Chirac was also important. He talked a lot about it. He made a speech about slavery and colonization. France is the only country in the world with a day of commemoration against slavery. He made a speech in Madagascar, which was a speech of condemnation of the violence of colonization. So since about 3 or 4 years, there has been a certain recognition by the state. It is very important. It is now in the public debate.
Donc c'est pas la même situation. Donc c'est dans le débat politique public.
Les harkis ne sauraient demeurer les oubliés d'une histoire enfouie. Ils doivent désormais prendre toute leur place dans notre mémoire.
Chirac is very interesting. He was a lieutenant in the Algerian War himself, although there's no evidence whatsoever that he engaged in any torture or other such activities. In the 1980s, we in Australia will remember Chirac as being a very strong supporter of the anti-independence movement in New Caledonia. And he's always had an interest in the remaining French overseas possessions, which there are 10. Chirac is also interesting because he has been much involved in memory work in France. He was the first to say, for instance, that the French state played a role in the deportation of the Jews during the Second World War. Chirac has made efforts to face up to the colonial past of slavery, of the Algerian War. Not everyone would agree with his approach. And then to be somewhat more critical, Chirac, during his presidency, also followed a policy that was hardly supportive of migration and multiculturalism. Now, the links between those different aspects of his perspectives and policies may be difficult to determine.
Violence in some suburbs of Paris has continued for an eighth consecutive night.
According to the authorities, gangs of youths again roamed the streets, attacking police with bricks, bottles and petrol bombs.
Rubber bullets, burning cars. They're not the usual images the world sees of Paris.
Why do you think it's happening?
It is their way to talk. It is their way to say that there's something wrong here.
In terms of job, less discrimination and so on for the last 20 years.
Cela n'est pas tolérable. Rien ne justifie de telle violence.
One of the reasons for the riots is that the young men don't feel accepted as French citizens. There's an explosive answer to that from the ultra-right National Front leader Jean-Marie Le Pen. Punish the rioters by revoking their French identity cards.
Nous sommes nous résolument hostiles.
Le Pen routinely uses the word racaille, rabble or scum, to describe the rioters. The same word from the lips of the Interior Minister, Nicolas Sarkozy, caused an outcry and more support for the minister.
In 2005, there were riots in many of the disenfranchised suburbs that have a large migrant population, and that also was then linked to the role of Muslim North African migrants. So it's really current events joining up with an imperial legacy does sometimes overlook the fact that the French recruited Algerian labourers, that until decolonisation, Algerians were French citizens, and that the migrant communities play an essential role in the French economy. Many of these things come together. One interesting incident came during the last World Cup soccer match, when the right-wing politician Jean-Marie Le Pen said that he found the team too black for him and to represent France. Well, one of the black men on the team, a player called Lilian Thuram, who's from the West Indies, pointed out that the West Indies have been part of France since the 1600s. And he remarked, Mr. Le Pen does not know his history. So for many people, the failure to recognize the history of colonialism, the history both of disenfranchisement and of incorporation of colonized people into France, the lack of a national narrative that includes them, is one of the base causes for some of the frustrations and tensions of today.